Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you look back over the mistakes you made in the past, and you try to learn from them as much as possible. But sometimes mistakes are mistakes. We have to learn how to forgive ourselves and forgive others. Forgiveness is key to a lot of situations. But you have to be woman enough, man enough to know what to give, to forgive. Life is all about going to the next level. Where do you see yourself in the future? How do you think you're going to get there? Well, today I'm going to talk about the side chick, why people have them. And sometimes they just have them because they don't want to commit to anything. And some people are happy to be the side chick. They don't want to be the main chick. Some people are happy with being a side and not a main dish. But we're going to get into that later. So learn to forgive, learn to forget. Plan your next move carefully. And we're going to get into the juicy part of the show in a couple of seconds. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Weldon Jackson, Stacey, Jason, Shane, Jennifer, Jason. To my nieces and to my nephew. Y'all, it's about to be a holiday weekend. Once again, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. Make sure you have fun with your family and friends. Make sure you cook out. Make sure that you follow the safety rules for fireworks and grilling. Don't get crazy and be creative. Like, don't grill inside your house. I'm in your garage. Not a good idea. They did call for rain, but that's to be expected around here. To be a guest caller, 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Check out my website, ShepherdMoneWelcome.com. Once again, check out my website, ShepherdMoneWelcome.com. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Today's menu, spaghetti with meatballs, Greek salad, for dessert, baklava, for today's drink, sangria, food for the soul thought. If you can't see it, you can't achieve it. Once again, if you can't see it, you can't achieve it. Just call in 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Email me at WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Once again, WELDON or 112@gmail.com for feedback or questions. Or check out my website, ShepherdMoneWelcome.com. We're going to get into why people have side chicks. Well, believe it or not, ladies, it's a shortage of men. Now, you might say, really? Yeah, really, really. If you look at the statistics, a lot of men are in prison, dead, gay, or on drugs. So your choice and your pickings are slim. So all the men that are out there know that the ratio is high, so they play off of that. They feed off of that. But ladies, my thing is this. If you find you a good, decent man that treats you like somebody, go for that man. Don't be like, I think I can do better. That's a trick. There is no better. You have what you have. And they say he that finds a good thing. And they say you go find a good thing. We got so many women want to be men in the relationship. They want to wear the pants. Why can't you just wear the dress and the heels? Keep your toes and your nails done. No, I'm just being honest. Your girls got to do better. And stop settling for less than. Stop wanting to be on the sideline. If somebody can't give you their best, why would you want to settle for their worst? I mean, I can't tell you what to do or not do, but the reason why a lot of men have side chicks is because y'all settle for being the side chick. Y'all settle for him leaving in the nighttime. Y'all settle for that because you figure a piece of man is better than no man at all. So what is your standards in dating? Yeah, I know there's a shortage of men out there. I know it is. But there are some good brothers out here because they are, but y'all not going for those brothers. Y'all going for the dudes that say the right things at the right time, make you feel good, but they're dogging you out. So now you're getting dogged out, cheated on, and you upset, but you knew what's going in, that he was a player, that he was a dog, he got a color baby mama, and you went there, okay, that's cool, the sex good, but sex and everything. People need to stop selling for less than, know your value. Have self-esteem about yourself. Know that you are important. Don't let people play with your emotions because you feel I can't do no better. That's the thing. You can do better. It's up to you. It's really up to you, boo. I mean, let's be honest about this thing. Nobody can only do more than what you let them do. But they tell you a little secret about life in a minute or in a few seconds. If you want a husband, you have to present yourself as wife material. You have to dress classy, not cheesy, not walking around in your pajama pants or your pajamas. Keep your hair decent. I mean, you don't have to get crazy colors or anything. But see, men go by what they see when they first meet you. You either speak to that man's mind or you speak to that man's, you know, penis. If he's looking at your body, you're not speaking to his mind. And it don't matter after that because people want to try you. I mean, people might say, well, it's okay. But do you really want to get treated that way all the time? Do you want somebody to take you out on a nice dinner? But no, you don't care about that because you're happy with being on the sideline. But there's nothing wrong with being a side item, like french fries, corn on the cob, potato wedges, mac and cheese. Some people don't want to be the main entree. I understand that. But don't get mad and send cross signals when you know you just something to do on the weekend. Or you something to lay up with when the wife don't want to be bothered with the dude you're dealing with. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a job keeping one woman happy. So you really think you can satisfy more than one? You can't do it. I don't care how much Viagra or Cialis you take. You can't do it. Let's be real, ladies. Let's be real, men. And to my men out there, it's not cool having 3 and 4 and 5 baby mamas. It's not cool starting all these generational curses. Because, men, you have to be strong enough to say no. I know you think, well, she walking around looking half naked. She an easy target. But you gotta understand something. Real men build up the women in life. They don't tear them down. I mean, not everybody gonna have the perfect situation or the perfect solution. But think about this. You start all these families with no money, no job, no future, and you think it's cool to be on child support for all these people. You got 4 and 5 people in one check. Then when you get tired of playing around, now you want to go find your wife. But who you know in their right mind going to date you in your mess with all them kids you got, by all them people you got? And the same token, lady, it's not cool to have 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, 3, 4, and 5 baby daddies. That ain't cool. It's not kosher. I mean, if you was married to somebody and it happened, it went down like that, that's a whole different story. But when you from one family to the next, that's crazy. Why do y'all do that to yourself? From one person to the next, starting to create one big havoc on each kid's life. You create havoc on each kid's life. When you gonna get out of selling for less than? When you gonna see yourself as valuable, men and ladies? It takes 2 grown people to decide that they're gonna raise their child the right way. It takes 2 grown people to know that We gonna be more to each other than sex partners or booty calls or whatever that we're doing. See, the side chick, to me, personally, is a girl that is not wife material. She don't have no qualities in herself. Main thing, she has low self-esteem. Oh, yeah, self-esteem play a lot in you. You might not think so, but it do. She has no values. She has no goals. So if she cool with laying in hotel, from hotel, the crazy part is that some dudes will take their side chick on vacation and not their wife. Ain't that about enough? And you got some ladies that know their husband got a side piece, or some women know their man got a side girl. They don't care because you want to know why. They feel like this, you ain't weighing me out. So do what you do. But ladies, can I tell you something? If you're running around with a married man, you deserve. When that man died, you ain't getting nothing. The wife gets it all. That's why she don't care. She get the house. She get the money. She get the cars. She get the jewelry. She gets it all. You get nothing. But your back wore out. Your body get wore out. You stressed out. And you wonder, what's going to be the next move? Can I tell you something? Never build your house on somebody else's property. I know that's deep, but true. Never build your house on somebody else's property. Some people been the side chick for a long time. Sometimes they've been the side chick for as long as the marriage. And they cool, and the crazy part is they cool with that. I never understood this. How are you going to be somebody's mistress for 5, 10, 15, 20 years? How you going? That's crazy, and you cool with that. You a long-term girlfriend. Where you do that at? And why would you want to be with someone a long-term girlfriend? You can't get them on the holidays. You better get them for your birthday. And if something major happens, they can't be there for you. But you okay with this. You waste away your youth being the girl, the side piece. Now you're old. Now you're upset. But you didn't think about this because, you know, when you were younger, you had a hot body. And my thing is this, what do you tell your kids? The mistress on the side with the, you know what I'm saying? What do you tell your children? That you were side action? How do you break that cycle? How do you do that? How can you chastise your children for what they're doing wrong and you know you're wrong? I know that's a lot of juicy talk. Yeah, it is kind of juicy. But so many people are getting caught up in being the side chick, the side dude. Why don't you want to be the main dude or the main girl? I'm just saying, who wants all this ripping and running from hotel to hotel, motel to motel, from city to city, just for some pleasure? That's all you want is pleasure. Do you ever want to be more than sweaty sheep? It's up to you. I'm telling you, it's up to you. I mean, you can sit around here and laugh about it. I'm taking that girl husband. No, you're not. You're not taking nothing because at the end of the day, he going back to her. He might tell you she ain't doing this and she ain't doing that. And you fall for that if you want to. But I'm going to tell you something. Who got the credit card? Who got the ATM card? who got the money? She do. What do you got? Change. He ain't paying no major bills for you because he can't afford to. I mean, how can he afford to take care of two women if he ain't making money like that? Oh, yeah, the wife isn't letting her stuff go lacking for nothing. Oh, you just getting the leftover. I mean, yeah, go out and wear them. But you a side chick. You ain't getting no major bills getting paid. He ain't paying no rent. He might help you on your rent with his money. But I bet you ain't pulling from the bill money. A dog can't have two masters. Some fly. You see how that goes. I'm saying, do you want to be with somebody that can't take you on dates? Can't be around your family? But when you're a side chick, you from your job is from 12 o'clock in the night to the wee hours of the morning. You playing house. You're not building a house. You're playing house. And that's so sad that so many people are getting into this cycle. And then you have kids on top of kids with this mess going on. And you wonder why your children are suffering. They're suffering because of you and your decision-making process. You might say, it ain't happening, but it is. You wonder why your children can't keep nobody. You wonder why they're from relationship to relationship. It's because of you, boo-boo. It's not because of them. But you don't feel like that because you're selfish. It's all about you and your needs. To heck with everybody else and their needs. Sometimes you have to take a stand and say, no, I'm not going to be the side action. If you can't put a ring on my finger, and you were trying to marry me, why are you here? To use my body for your benefit? Really, do you want somebody to do that to you? And when they get through, they go home. And you lay in there wondering, is this really happening to me? It is. Do you care? No. Because you do the same thing over and over again. And again, and I've never seen so many people fall in love so fast. I mean, really, they fall in love like in 5.5 seconds. How you fall in love with somebody you don't even know? You don't know nothing about their character. You don't know nothing about their background. I mean, love. That's my new boyfriend. Really? How old are you, two? Tricks are for kids. And stop being a trick. And stop playing with the kids. Get you a real man. I mean, let somebody invest in you. I mean, build your self-esteem up. Build your character up. Say no more. No more I'm going to let you play with my body. No more I'm going to let you play with my emotions. No more. No more. I don't care what we did in the past. No more. To be the guest calling number, 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Look at my website, shepherdmorewelcome.com. Email me with questions or feedback at welvonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's welvonr112@gmail.com. Everybody makes mistakes. But what are you willing to learn from these mistakes? Are you willing to keep doing it over and over again? And girls, women, stop trying to find somebody perfect for your situation. Everybody's season is not the same, and things are seasonal. There's a downward cycle and an upward cycle. You should know that in business, they don't make money all the time. Sometimes they just go through a dry period, and they know this. Once again, just call in 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Email me at welnr12@gmail.com. Once again, that's welnr12@gmail.com. Check out my website, chefinmonwalden.com. And my dude, why do you want to be a side dude to a married chick? I know you think it's the right, it's fun, it's cute. But how does that dude catch you with his wife? How do you want to explain that? And I know sometimes things happen where the love is going. It happens. People fall out of love. But my thing is, what do you do to keep this marriage or this relationship going? You can't go to the side person to fix your relationship. And a lot of people be doing that. You can't ask the side person for any information about your main situation or your main relationship. They're there for themselves. And they're going to say the best things for themselves. They don't care about you. So you're to and from and to. And you wonder why so much confusion and chaos. That you got your emotions involved. You know, we are very emotional people. I agree. But anyway, don't be the side chick. Don't settle for less than. You're greater than that, lady. Don't let nobody fuck you to the left. I mean, you might say, oh, he gave me some money. So you're selling yourself short for 30 pieces of silver? Really? Really, really? To be a guest caller, 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Email me at welnr12@gmail.com. Once again, that's welnr12. Check out my website, chefinmonwalden.com. Remember this, you get what you look for. Remember this, you get a return on your investment. Whatever you invest, you get a return on it. If you invest zero, you get a return on that too. So stop thinking you can invest a dollar and get $1 million back. It don't work like that. This has been Food for the Soul with Shepherd Moncler. You can have side chicks because there's really no excuse. But people do it because they can get away with it. And they know people settle for that. Because if you got no self-esteem, you settle for what you can get or you think you can get. Take care, be good. And don't settle for less than you. Greater than that. Love break all chains. Remember, the guest call is 646-915-9934. 646-915-9934. Email me at welnr12@gmail.com. Once again, that's welnr12@gmail.com. Or check out my website, chefinmonwalden.com. Be good, be great, and no love, break all chains. Peace.
I wanna love you and Every day and every night.